To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It's the 11th of April, 2022. Got the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Looks like Elon won't be joining Twitter's board. Yes, of course, we all remember the big news last week, Elon Musk buying up 9.2% of Twitter. And we also heard last week that he'd be coming on board, as in sitting on the board. Well, that's not happening now. In fact, the CEO of Twitter seems to be happy about it. In his statement, he goes, "I believe this is for the best." Now, from what we're hearing, Elon is the one that made the decision. And it may have something to do that once he's on the board, as you all might remember, he can't own any more than 14.9% of the company, which could indicate Elon may have bigger plans. In any case, it looks like everybody's okay with this decision, with the CEO going on to say, "We have always valued our input from shareholders, whether they're on our board or not. And since Elon's our biggest shareholder, we will remain open to his input," which there's been quite a bit of lately from Elon, who's voiced it all on Twitter. Well, we're looking forward now to iOS 16. Of course, we're anticipating it to be unveiled later this year, but what could we be seeing in iOS 16? Well, according to the folks over at Bloomberg, maybe some new health tracking features and even improved notifications. This was all according to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, and all put in his latest Power On newsletter. So basically, it's kind of Mark's opinion, but based from reliable sources. Now, for those out there that were hoping for a complete redesign, that ain't gonna be happening. At least, again, according to Mark and his sources. He's not expecting an end-to-end redesign of iOS's interface, which has pretty much remained the same since iOS 7. Now, even though iOS 16 we probably won't have in the mainstream till the end of the year, particularly with new iPhones, we should be getting a preview of it in the next WWDC, where it should be previewed along with the new macOS and even watchOS 9, meaning that's just around the corner, as the developer conference is supposed to kick off on June 6th of this year. Finally, hey Microsoft 10 users out there, better listen to this, especially if you're really reluctant to upgrading. You're no longer going to get any security updates whatsoever. That's right, Microsoft is putting the squeeze on you. Now, a lot of this is trying to push users towards Windows 11, which a lot of users out there have no desire to go there. So at least there is a compromise somewhere. This will be affecting, however, though, every single edition of Windows 10. The Home, the Pro, the Education, and Pro for Workstation releases, which all of those will be reaching the end of service on May 10th of this year. Yeah, just less than a month from now. Unless, of course, you get that upgrade. Now, Microsoft has been trying to forcibly install the latest Windows 10 version 21H2 on computers since the beginning of this year, but has noticed a lot of people out there, yeah, they're not taking the bait. Now, they're giving you no choice. So I'm sure a lot of people are saying, yeah, so what else is new? Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website, of course, for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. That is where, of course, you can find all the BTN shows. The latest Mac show has just been posted over there. And, of course, you can get caught up on the big show and the photo show as well. Don't forget also to check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us over there on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our BTN Slack room today by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at you. Wait for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.